Adolf Hitler liked to collect books. In fact, the Nazi dictator amassed more than 16,000 volumes over his lifetime. That collection was broken up after World War II. Some of the books were lost. Others got scattered around the globe. 1,200 of them ended up at the Library of Congress in Washington. Another 80 survive at the Brown University Library in Rhode Island. Dr. Timothy Ryback studied these collections. Ryback's book about Hitler's books is called Hitler's Private Library, The Books That Shaped His Life. He says he worried at times about presenting a human side of a man we think of as inhuman.
It was one of the most difficult parts of writing the book. It took me 5 years to do it. And I have to say, I was actually afraid of the collection because of that issue. Are you humanizing this evil figure by doing it? But as I began to go through the collection, I came to realize that it not only confirmed the viciousness, the maliciousness, the horrors of this man, but also the shallowness of his intellect. And what you come away with is a relatively insecure, mendacious individual who could go from reading a book on history to picking up a Boulevard piece of anti-Semitism and reading those side by side and then turning to Shakespeare.
You mentioned in your book that on his bedstand was a book of cartoons of a German duo named Max and Moritz, kind of, I guess, the best American analog would be Tom and Jerry. Is that kind of a sign that Hitler was maybe not as big a reader as he was a collector of books?
No, I would argue quite the contrary. He was a voracious reader, but he was a very superficial reader. I mean, he claimed to have read at least one book a night for most of his adult life. And looking at the eclectic nature of his readings, this was a man in search of facts to fit into his view of the world rather than an attempt to acquire what we might call knowledge. And I think what's interesting about Max and Moritz on his bedstand, a well-thumbed copy at that, is that this is a man who spent his daylight hours destroying the world and at night would pick up a comic book and thumb the pages and read through it.
In your research, did you stumble on any book or books that kind of gave you a eureka moment where you said, aha, this explains everything?
There is one book in particular that stunned me, and that was the translation of a book by an American, Madison Grant, called The Passing of the Great Race. The author of it was an unabashed racist. He felt that society needed to be dominated by Anglo-Saxons, and I think he called them Nordic types or Teutonic types. And the interesting thing is Hitler acquired this book very early in his career. He reportedly wrote a letter to Madison Grant calling this book his Bible. And in a way, much of it contained a prescription for his view of the future of Europe.
So tell us, what was it like thumbing through these books that Hitler had his hands on?
I guess in some ways, Hitler is such an amorphous figure. He's the incarnation of evil. And I think the books bring him home in a more immediate and personal way, which is chilling and almost frightening at times. And yet, I believe it does allow you to gain insights into the man that we haven't necessarily had previously. These books, you know, they contain marginalia, there are scraps of paper in them, they're little bits and pieces, and these are objects that Hitler had with him in his most personal and private moments.
Now, you describe Hitler as a very amorphous character, but you had a very concrete moment at the Library of Congress when a small black hair dropped out of a book you were flipping through that had belonged to Hitler, a book called Berlin by Max Osborne. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Berlin is a book that Hitler carried with him during his time on the Western Front when he was basically a message runner. the pages are stained with candle wax and smudges. And even when I opened it, there was this grit in between the pages that, you know, must have been trench dirt. But the most chilling moment was when I opened up this one page and there was a black mustache hair that just fell on the table.
I guess you can presume that that was one of Hitler's mustache hairs. What was that like when that happened?
It was an odd and an eerie moment, chilling. At the same time, it really underscored for me the immediacy and the personal nature of these books and, you know, why they are so important and really worth looking at and studying.
Dr. Timothy Ryback's book is Hitler's Private Library. He joined us from Paris. Thank you very much.
Certainly.